Proverbs for the day, August the 31st. Proverbs chapter 31, verses 13 to 15. Going to be on the continuing guidance for a wife and a mother. And you fellas can learn, because if you're a husband, you need to have appreciation for those who follow these things. Ladies, women, these are in the Bible. Thankfully, we don't have a 31st every month, okay? So you can let the guys get it a little bit of instruction too at other days. Proverbs chapter 31, verse 13 to 15. She seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands. She is like the merchant's ships. She bringeth her food from afar. She riseth also while it is yet night and giveth meat to her household and a portion to her maidens. You'll have to pardon my sense of humor, I hope. This is kind of like when you hear somebody on a broadcast or radio or something where they say the opinions on this given by this person are not necessarily the opinions of this station. And so the opinions I'm about to give, the teachings I'm about to give, may not be the opinions of your own home. However, there might be enough wisdom in it that you might even make an adjustment if needed, or praise the Lord if you've got things going on the right direction. Let's look at these verses while we have a few minutes. First of all, verse 13, she seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands. This virtuous woman enjoys working with her hands. See, what we do willingly, we do with joy. That's why the will is so important. We don't have to actually like the activity, but if we learn to submit our will, we can get joy out of it. Whatsoever you do, do heartily as to the Lord and not unto men, knowing that of the Lord you shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for you serve the Lord. So you see, if we take our will and we learn at a very early age how to submit it, we can do it willingly. You know, there's a thing in human nature that likes to do it grudgingly. But what we do willingly, we do with joy. She worketh willingly with her hands, so she enjoys working with her hands. It doesn't mean that innately you do. It means that the more you do it and you submit your will and you know you're doing it for God and for love, then the more you will have joy. The joy of the Lord is your strength, he told them in Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 10. He told them in Nehemiah that if they wanted to have that victory, that they would have to remind themselves that the joy of the Lord is their strength. And the thing that helps us when we realize that is that what we do is if we get joy out of it, it strengthens. It's not punishment to wash and to mend and do all those things. It's not punishment to do housework. It's not punishment. I mean, we just live in such a crazy world. And the spirit of today is probably as anti-God as it has been in a few hundred years. I don't know that you can say it's the worst ever, but it's pretty far up there as far as the last couple hundred years. There is a distinct rebellion within the world at large against the way God made things. And the way that it's sold is by just appealing to the individual nature, by appealing to the self nature of anybody. And dear ladies, it's very strong in your gender because it's strong in society. Do you know that there's something special about you working? You know, you can be praying while you're working with your hands. You sure can. So what you do willingly, she worketh willingly with her hands. This wool and flax are items that you would take and do something with. Now, that doesn't mean that if you don't go out and buy a sewing machine and sew and make clothes and stuff. That doesn't mean that. But I want to put a little caution in here. Just because it might be faster and material might be actually cheaper to buy already made doesn't mean that you don't need to cultivate working with your hands. I like the little thing that a lady had over her kitchen sink, and I realize everybody today has these electric dishwashers. Not everybody, trust me, but a lot of people do, and I know they don't do them, and they just rinse them. That's fine. But I like the spirit of the little plaque that a lady had over her kitchen sink, and it said, "Divine service conducted here 3 times daily. If you're not careful, this modern age will get you. And it will get you, and it will have you be so self-centered that, and you won't think you are. You won't think you are, okay? But these appliances have made the female gender, the housekeeper, the household manager, to think that manual labor is a punishment. That to do things by hand is a punishment for not having enough money to buy appliances. And God says, no, I gave you that. And that person works willingly with their hands. You know, entering data or transcribing notes, that's working with your hands. It is. Dusting and doing things and folding and ironing, that's doing things with your hands. If you're not careful, you think that just the lower class of people, that you pay them to do things with their hands. If your husband is a tradesman and he works with his hands, then you yourself should emulate that. Work with your hands a little bit. It's not punishment, is what I'm trying to say. She enjoys working with her hands. All right, secondly, she exposes her family to variety. Okay, I know. There's many a man who had no variety as a boy, so his tastes are very narrow. And if you marry him, you may not get to exercise this. You say, what are you talking about, brother? Look at verse 14. She is like the merchant's ships. You know what merchant's ships do? What they did then and they do now? They bring things from afar. She bringeth her food from afar. She cooks with variety. Exposes her family to variety. For what it's worth, fella, if you're listening and you're one of those narrow eaters, and I'm not talking about because maybe you got a bad tooth or something or your stomach gets upset, I understand that. But if you're just one of those narrow-minded eaters because you didn't have a broad experience growing up or whatever, why don't you just let her experiment a little bit and let your kids experience variety? Let me tell you what you do when you do that. You expand their usefulness. One of the best ways to prepare a missionary is to go ahead, mother, and bring food from afar. In other words, you don't have to pay a bunch of money and stuff, but get you a good old-fashioned recipe book and use some variety. She is like the merchant ships. They bring stuff from all over the place, and she bringeth her food from afar. In other words, she exposes her family to variety. That's a good thing. It's a way to prepare a missionary. You can prepare a missionary for life. You can prepare a preacher for life. Listen, pastor, you ought to be able to sit down and eat almost anything. Now, I'm not talking about something that's horribly bad for you. But if you're not careful, you're going to put bodily taste or even bodily health ahead of God. And I'm just saying to you, she exposes her family to variety. We're not talking about worldliness. We're not talking about bringing in four different kinds of liquor and alcohol and wine. But we are talking about cooking with variety. Why? So you can expand your comfort zone. Now listen, it's one thing to have a variety of different types of food at home. It's another thing to think that you're going to go out and find good food out there. For the most part, I just say this, women, teach your daughters to cook. If you don't know how, learn. It's not some intuitive thing. 90% of it is a skill. Learn it. Well, we're too busy. Okay, fine. You could still do it a couple times a week, and it wouldn't hurt you, and it ain't going to hurt them, and it sure will help your home. I know. The opinions expressed in this devotion are not necessarily those of the listeners. Did you get that? All right. Well, we're going to go on to verse 15. We're in this deep, man. Let's go for it. Verse 15, she riseth also while it is yet night, and giveth meat to her household and a portion to her maidens. Enjoys working with her hands, exposes family to variety, and is an early riser. Now, have you ever thought that maybe being a night owl is a fault or a weight? Because here it says she riseth while it's night. You know what he's saying? Before the sun's up. It's night until daylight. You say, well, that's ridiculous. Well, it's not ridiculous. I mean, electricity has ruined people by its abuse. It's within our control. We have a switch. We turn the light on. We turn it off. We set the alarm clock. We set the coffee pot to go off at a certain time. You have your cell phone. You have your clock on the wall. You have all this stuff. All within our control. Mothers, you are training daughters who will be wives, who will be mothers, who will train daughters and sons. you might say, well, I've got a newborn. Okay, fine. And fellas, when you got the newborn, understand that sleeping schedules are messed up. However, get yourself in the frame of mind that the more you do discipline it, the better. One fellow said, he said, I get my teenagers up at 5:30 every morning. Someone said, how do you do that? He said, I put them to bed at 9:30 every night. He said, how do you get them to go to bed at 9:30? He said, I get them up at 5:30. Let that sink in a minute, okay? Mothers, wives, early riser. Do you know that the Bible says it here? I didn't bring this up. This isn't off some little book, you know, some list, some Oprah thing. Well, Oprah's not going to do it. Yeah. This is not even off, you know, Little House on the Prairie or none of that. This is out of your Bible. Your Bible, your Bible, your Bible. If they got it, they copied it from the Bible. If it's right and it works, it truly works in the right way, right spirit, it's from the Bible. Enjoys working with her hands, exposes her family to variety, is an early riser. You say, well, I'm not. Become one. It's really simple. So how do I get up at 5 o'clock in the morning? Go to bed at 9 or 10 at night. How do I do that? How do I make myself do that? Get up at 5. See, your body clock will demand that you get some sleep. Forget all the abuse of electricity today and appliances today. I'm just telling you what the Bible says. He calls it a virtuous woman. Fellas, why don't you just let it sink in on its own? And why don't you take all the things we've said to men and apply them for a while? But ladies, would you consider, please? Enjoy working with your hands. Expose your family to variety. Be an early riser. Men, are you listening? Let them. Let them. Have a good day.